Hello, Theo.
Hey, Kel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you.
Where are you spending these? I mean, it's been a pretty interesting world the past 6 months. How you been? How you been holding up?
I've been doing okay. I think I've been lucky that we've had lots of work to do, really, because we've been releasing songs and working on things. So, yeah, I've been distracted for a lot of it.
But did you get most of the or all of the album actually finished before, mid-March when things really start to fall apart?
Yes, all the album was written and produced and finished. There was a few little things for us to do. We had to finish mixing and things like that. But yeah, it was all written, and then we just had the time to spend on making the artwork and things like that, which is because we do all that ourselves as well. So yeah, we were busy, but the music was finished.
Yeah, you said you've been working on songs also after finishing the album, and since I mean, it's so many fascinating things going on, and I've been thinking a lot about people that do some sort of creative work. It doesn't matter if they're authors or composers or painters, because we're living a life at the moment that nobody has experienced before. So, have you, for instance, how about you yourself? Like, what kind of ideas have you had the past 6 months?
Well, it's been tricky, really, because I think, like everybody, it's been quite hard to understand. And there's been periods where it's been so confusing that it's been hard to even focus, really. I think a lot of people have felt that same thing as well, where it's been so much information that it's hard. But I think we haven't really been working on music, so it's hard to tell. But I think absorbing the experiences and trying to understand it and things like that, I think it will feed into things when we start making music again, definitely.
Yeah, have you had any thoughts, concerning your own work of art, but like, have you had any thoughts? Have you been like discussing with your colleagues and stuff what this whole thing that's going on right now will result in when it comes to music and movies and books? Have you had any discussions with your friends or with your colleagues regarding that?
Yeah, I have. We've spoken about it with a few people, actually. And I think what you'll find is for a lot of people, it might have been extremely creative. So the next few years, I think we'll see some really exciting and interesting things coming out in terms of music, I think, because one thing musicians have a lot in their life is distraction. People like to go out to the pub, people like to, there's always other things to do, So the fact that a lot of musicians around the world have been able to just focus and also just not be disturbed, sit for days working, I think there'll be some very interesting things. And also, people have been able to be introspective for maybe the first time, and it's probably changed people's minds quite a lot and the way people think about things. So yeah, I think, yeah, judging by what I've spoke to other people about, it'll be exciting. I think movies is tricky because it'll be, again, you'll have lots of people writing interesting things, but there's going to be a backlog of movies being made, because there's old movies that were supposed to be made now. And I guess the same with music, there's lots of people that will be desperate to release music, but then there'll be so much music coming, I think, next year that it's going to be interesting.
What do you reckon? I mean, there's no correct 100% fact-based answer to this, but like, I think most people would assume that this would, I mean, affect, for instance, let's say musicians or composers in some sort of negative way. Like, all the music that's going to be put out next year is going to be like super depressive. But I would think also that people are going to try to, dig more positive vibes. People need good vibes music-wise more than ever, I think now. So what do you think about
I think
this?
so. I think, I actually think I listen to the radio a lot, and I noticed that during the worst of things, most of the music on the radio was uplifting, it was positive, it was nostalgic. And I think that's maybe the trends of what people have been listening to. So yeah, I do think that a lot of creative people will seek that sort of thing out, because you can use music as a distraction, and you can use making music as a distraction. So I definitely think that's going to be what the listeners want and that people want to make. But then I do think it will be important to have the other side, because there's a lot of people that will be confused and have found this time difficult. So they will want to listen to music that sort of empathizes with that.
Mm. Have you noticed yourself, like you said, you'll be listening to the radio a lot also these days. Have you noticed like any kind of, have you, for instance, discovered any new genres or artists during the past 6 months that you haven't really been paying attention to before?
No, you know what I've done is, like I think a lot of my friends, because we send each other music, a lot of people have been revisiting albums that they loved a long time ago or that they haven't listened to for ages. There was some sort of, I think the sort of comfort and the familiarity has been really helpful. So a lot of the time for me was spent listening to albums that I hadn't listened to for a long time. So not much new music, strangely.
How about regarding the album that will be released really, really soon? Do you think, now you mentioned that it was already done after this whole pandemic situation started, but have you been discussing within the band also how the album that was made before the pandemic, how it reflects on these times? It was made before the pandemic, but it's released during the pandemic. We've been going through the pandemic for 6 months already. How well does it reflect, these times that we're living right now? Because you couldn't possibly predict when you made these songs, there will be a, global lockdown when this album is released.
No, but the strange thing is we did have a decision to make right at the beginning of whether we go ahead and release it or whether we wait. And the strange thing happened is when the pandemic hit and it was at its worst, a lot of the feelings that were in the album and a lot of the themes on the album felt like they were sort of becoming real. The album was written about a time when I felt isolated, I was depressed, I was having a difficult time. And a lot of the songs came out of my own sort of journey inwards. And then, strangely, when everything happened and we came to release the first song, which was Voices, it felt strangely appropriate. And I was like, oh, wow, this is strange, because something that was a very personal issue seems to have become a much more public issue and an issue for a lot of people. And that's been reflected in actually people's reaction to the music, because we were unsure at first. But then when we put it out, I think what we found is a lot of people are relating to these things now, maybe more than they would have done had it not been going on, because a lot of the themes of introspection and things like that are on there. So it's been interesting and strange at the same time.
Mm. I've been doing quite a few phone interviews during these quarantine times, and it's been really interesting also to hear from artists how they have been spending this quarantine time, like especially in the beginning when you really couldn't go anywhere, you just had to stay at home. And it's been like, not only music wise of course, many have been editing videos and writing songs and stuff like that, but it's been also really interesting to hear what other people have been like, kind of, because there's more time for everyone. So people have been like starting new hobbies and stuff like that. Rita Ora told me that she has started painting. Adam Lambert, he started to redecorating his house like every day. And there was this Finnish rapper who taught his dog some new tricks and stuff like that. Some have been cooking and everything. How about you, Theo? Is there anything that you weren't really into before, or anything you haven't done for 10 years that you kind of like picked up now since you probably have more time?
Well, I actually had a really strange experience at the start, because I have a friend who is a scientist and she works with octopuses and sort of, she's a marine biologist, and they in London she has a lab where they do tests and experiments with octopuses just sort of on their intelligence and stuff. And at the start of the lockdown I spoke to her and she said we have to leave the lab, but we need people to look after these octopuses. So she said, do you want to look after one in your house for a while? And so obviously I just thought, well, listen, I can't leave my house, I can't do anything, so why not? And so I had this octopus in a big tank in my living room for 2 or 3 weeks nearly, and I had to like play games with it and feed it and things like that. So for the first part of it I wasn't really alone, because I had this little friend, which was this octopus called Arnold.
on. This is one of the most entertaining stories I've heard. So you were a babysitter for an octopus for three weeks or so.
Yeah, yeah. I had to, like, because it had to be used, get used to human contact because of the test.
Yeah.
So I had to play games with it, and it would watch TV because they're super smart. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard so.
It was very, it was very fun. And so, yeah, I got to make friends with a little animal for the first 3 weeks.
this tops the charts, Theo, when it comes to, you know, I've heard a lot of really good stories, but I have a difficult time seeing this one beat ever. Tell me, what games do you play with an octopus?
You play games with little toys in the thing, like almost like fetch, and you just need to put your hand in and let it touch your hand and things like that, because it has to get used to the contact. And you can play a game with a little light outside the tank, and you move it around the tank and it follows the light around.
Wow. Wow.
It was called Arnold because it was named after Arnold Schwarzenegger, because it was really strong.
Oh, wow. This is absolutely excellent. Wow. There's so many things I want to talk about, but we don't have like.
I could talk to you about octopuses for hours.
So. Yeah, I think we need to book a separate time for octopus talk. But one more thing I want to mention to you, because one thing that is quite the contrast, and I like those kind of things that something goes a little bit twisted. Something I've always related you to is this one site that made me really happy. You played at that festival a couple of times, Ruisrock in Finland, our biggest festival. You played at the main stage early evening, and I was working there. I did like a live show, and I went from backstage from the main stage where you were to the crowd. You were playing, and the people, even though many people might think your music as, you know, quite melancholic, partly also, the people looked so happy. Everyone had a wide smile on their faces. It was like kind of like you would have just said into the microphone, everything is going to be okay.
Oh, wow.
Is this kind of like something that you think that is reflected from, because I think some people might think that you play depressive music or something like, because there is a melancholic touch to it. But is there something in the bit darker tones that, you know, just make people happy? That's what people sometimes need to become really, really genuinely happy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an amazing compliment. I think for me, it's things like that that make everything worthwhile. You know, it's moments like that for me that are so special. I think it might be because there's hope in the music. You know, that it can be difficult, it can be melancholic, but we always try and make hopeful music, you know, that people can relate to and people can connect with. And that's just by being honest ourselves and making music that reflects how we feel. So I think there's a sense of community and togetherness. And when you connect to a song and you connect to the emotion in the song, it can be reassuring to know that other people feel the same as you, and that can make you happy.